Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1.
I am Paul, and this letter is from me. God picked me to work for Jesus Christ. I am sending this letter to all you Christian people there at Ephesus. All you people that follow Jesus Christ properly. I am asking God our Father and Jesus Christ our leader to be good to you and to make you feel happy and quiet inside yourselves.
God gives us a lot. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
God is the Father of our leader, Jesus Christ. God joined us to Jesus, and He gave us every good thing that our spirits need. So we have to thank Him and praise Him a lot. Long ago, before He made the world, God picked us to be His people. So God joined us to Jesus Christ. So God will say we are good like we never did anything wrong. He loved us, so He got Jesus to bring us into His family. So we can be God's own kids. This is what God wanted to do. And He was really happy to do it. So we thank Him so very much for this. God loves His Son Jesus very much. And after we are joined unto His Son, God is really good to us too. You know, we were prisoners of the devil, but Jesus died for us, and His blood came out for us. Jesus paid for us with His own blood, and He set us free from the devil. So now, God will not punish us for all the bad things we did. Yes, God is very good to us. He does all that for us, and He also makes us wise and helps us to think properly. God planned it all a long time ago, and nobody knew about it. But now He let us know about it. He told us that He is using Jesus to do the things He planned, things that make Him happy. And He will finish doing these things at the right time. Then He will bring everything together, the things in heaven and the things on earth. God will bring them all together, and Jesus Christ will be the leader and boss of everything. God always does everything that He plans. And a long time ago, He picked us and planned to join us to Jesus Christ and make us His people. At first, He picked the Jewish people. They were the first to trust Jesus Christ and to wait for Him to save them. God wanted the Jews to be the first people to praise Him and to say how great He is. Now it is your turn. You people that are not Jews, you heard that good story that God saves you, and you believed in Jesus Christ. And God gave you His Holy Spirit, just like He promised. It is like He put His sign on you, to show everyone that you belong to Him. Now God promised us that one day we will be properly free from doing wrong things. He gives us the Holy Spirit now. It is the first part of the good things He gives us. It shows us for sure that He will give us the rest. So we really thank God and say that He is very great.
Jesus is the leader of the church. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15.
People tell me that you keep on trusting our leader, Jesus. And they tell me that you love God's people. So since people told me these things about you, I never stop thanking God for you. And I always remember to pray for you. I pray to our very great Father, the God of our leader, Jesus Christ. I pray that His Spirit will help you to think properly and show you about God, so that you will know Him better. God has promised His people very great things, and now He has them ready for you. I pray that He will show you them clearly, like He will switch on a light in your minds, so you can know and be sure about these good things. I pray that you will know that God is stronger and more powerful than anyone else, and that He will use His power to do good things for all of us that trust Him. God is very powerful. People killed Jesus Christ, but God used His power to make Him alive again and take Him up into heaven. This shows that God is really powerful. God put Jesus in the most important place in heaven. He is sitting right next to God on His right-hand side. Jesus is now the big boss. He is bigger than all the other bosses everywhere. And He is bigger than all the spirits everywhere. He is the big boss over everyone in this world now. And He's the big boss over everyone in the world that will come later. Not one of them is stronger than Jesus. Only Jesus has God's power. God made Jesus the boss over everyone. It's like everyone is under Jesus' feet. And He made Jesus the leader of His people. Those people are His church. Jesus lives in God's people, like we are His body and Jesus is our head. He comes into His people and fills them up. He is the boss of everything, everywhere.